whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
So thank you very much, Sharon, for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
In this cool, breezy day that we have today, it's all good. You're almost done with your festival run in this year. I think you have one more to go.
Yeah, Dynamo Open Air.
Dynamo Open Air. How was it? Do you have any favorites? Is it always the same now? Because, you know, you do festivals every other year, and it's like a circuit you do.
Yeah, of course, every band does. But it's always a pleasure because it's like for us the cherry on the cake. You've been doing our own shows, and then the festivals are like enjoying other bands, talking to other people you never get the chance to. And you have a backstage, yay! So you can rest when you want to rest, and you can enjoy the bands you like, and then you have to perform as well, which is also always a pleasure. So yeah, it's a cherry on the cake for us always.
Yeah, it's probably then not as stressful as your own tour is when you play your own headliner shows, but on the other hand, your headliner, you can, you know, command everything and everywhere.
Yeah, you can put it everything into place how you want to have it, exactly.
Now, isn't it better to make millions and millions of euros during here playing the summer festivals than doing your own tour? And millions.
Because it's filmed, you mean? Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why.
I think you need to do both because, you know, when you do your own show, you can actually do the show how you want it and present more of your music. When you play on a festival, you play your best set list, more or less, where you hope to reach everyone of that typical festival, because we change a little bit with every festival. If it's more mainstream, we do the mainstream songs more. If it's, of course, they're going to be mainstream songs tonight as well, but it's more also trying to be a little bit more heavy than you normally are. And because it's a metal festival, so it depends on where you're playing, you have to change that a little bit, alter it a bit. And when you play your own show and tour, you can play really, really old songs sometimes, or do something strange, you know, like play a song of Tyre, which we did, and which we never did before, play a song of someone else that was actually performing with us. And that was also a very big joy to do. It spiced up our set list as well. And also having her was also another cherry on the cake. But then during our tour, like NSOK and Blind Date, of course, were in a different way again, also a cherry on the cake.
There is a... You guys are already announced for the Mara Luna Festival next year?
Yes.
And it's a slightly different open air. It's a slightly different festival. It's more gothic, it's more black, it's more romantic, whatever. What are your favorite festivals? Do you kind of stick more to the metal crowd or more to the gothic crowd? Is there any difference? I mean, there is obviously a difference.
There's obviously a difference, but what they have in common is that they're both a different thing than the main culture in society.
Yeah.
And what I like about it is that it's okay to be different. It's okay, and that's how we always feel. We feel always different. And when you play on the Metz Festival,
we're... Because you're Dutch.
Yeah, of course. We think a little bit about those kind of things. Yeah, that's true. We're a small country. Anyways, but the thing is that when you're playing on the mainstream festival, you're the heaviest band most of the time.
Yeah.
When you play on the metal festival, you're not the heaviest band, but you're a girl, you know, or woman in this case. You're more feminine as a band. And you're different from the rest because most of them are men. And a little bit softer in a way, more, maybe it's more emotional or something, I don't know. So you're always, how we say in the Dutch, is like the strange duck on the festival. So we're always the strange one.
Yeah.
On the gothic festival, we're to metal. On the metal festival, we're to gothic. I don't care. I like the fact that we're different. And I think that's what also people understand about these festivals, why they understand us. Most of the time they do accept us and I hope love us. It's the fact that we're all different in our own beautiful way.
Yeah. All right. Since you are announced for festivals next year, well, we're all hoping you're going to be so fast to put out a new record in between and then already play some new songs.
Well, we are going to play other songs, not new songs.
Okay.
I don't think so yet. But we are working very fast on a new album.
Okay.
And it's going to be kind of a shock for people. even more so.
Oh dear God, no.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
We don't want any shocks. Well, too old for shocks.
No, yeah, I know you're not resistant to shocks anymore. But I think you're going to like this one. So don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. I think you're going to like it.
Yeah. You made me curious.
Yeah. I have to keep you curious. Otherwise, you won't come back. So then the same thing. Oh my God, it's going to be... Oh my God, it's different. Yes, it's different. So, but that's what keeps it interesting, to make it different. Yeah.
How do you and Robert, when you talk about making new music, come up and agree with a point, to a point where you say like, and this is how we're going to do it. If you do something different, like you said.
It's a lot of talking, a lot of fighting. It's a lot of, I don't talk to you anymore. And then eventually come to the same conclusion. Actually, it was pretty good. The first setup.
Now, you did a lot of stuff for the Ukraine in the last tour. You did the last headliner tour. You put out a single with a Ukrainian artist, which is a beautiful song, beautiful song. How was the feedback to all this? Is there a general feedback where people say like, we liked it? Or do people say like, we don't like it? Don't do it. Can you just, you know, overlook all the feedback that you get?
It's difficult to say how much impact it has in the future on us.
Yeah.
But I think we got... I think we had very various reactions to it. People say that don't be political. There are people who are actually applauding it. Finally, somebody is talking about it. You always have haters and lovers for something. And I think that's the debate we're trying to raise. Even the haters, I don't care about the fact that they hate it. It's the fact that they are talking about it. Even that they hate it is maybe sparking a debate within themselves without them knowing it. Or, you know, it's like just trying to have that debate with each other. What kind of world do we want to live in? And I think that's what we, I don't know if we will pay the bill for that eventually by losing. It's we don't have a choice. We wrote an album that was for a big part inspired by Ukraine. Yeah. And the more you talk about it, the more involved you get. Also, the organizations you support, they get a face. It's not a headline anymore. The faces of the people you've got to know on the along the way who are working for those organizations, Ukrainian people, and also the bands we've been working with and musicians, it becomes personal because the headline is their face. You think of them while when there's another attack from Russia, you think, oh my God, I really hope they're safe. And we still have contact with a lot of them. So it's I don't know how to evaluate the response we had so far. Will it help in the end a little bit? I hope so. I don't think we'll make a major impact with the choices we made, but it's just for the whole debate in society in general. I think it's important for a band to take a stand.
I think it's very, very interesting to see you guys go out there every night, every festival, wherever you are, and still fighting for the good cause, because people get used to the war and they get tired of the war.
Yeah, they get tired of it. But unfortunately, the people in Ukraine don't have and the people in Gaza and the people in Brazil or wherever, something's going on with the drug cartels or Colombia or all the things happening politically, it's not possible for people to give up a good fight. And it feels bad also when you start doing this. It's also like, when do you stop with it again also? And you get more and more involved, and it doesn't feel good to stop at the moment, because as you know, there's talks now in Alaska very soon where people are talking about another country where the country itself is not even invited. It's like, what a crazy world are we living in? If you see America with women's rights, wanting to take away women's right to vote, those kind of things, it's like we hardly can believe that will ever happen.
Yeah.
I would be on the barricades when that would happen. It's like I would be screaming hell and murder. And I obviously it does happen, but sometimes you don't see it as much in the news as you want, because I think the news is also afraid of becoming tired to the general public.
Yeah.
You want to keep it refreshing for people and people awakening people, but how do you reach them in the right doses?
Yeah,
it's difficult.
It is. I think you did a good job, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I would say if you did a shit job, I would say too. But it's
yeah, I know you. I know you. Still true. Unfortunately, you had that debate before.
Now there's one more show. What are you going to do afterwards?
Well, I'm going into the studio almost directly. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, starting to write again very quickly and.
No holiday in Spain. Come on.
Well, I have a few. I still have a few weeks in Spain, luckily. But then also already thinking about what kind of lyrics, because a lot of songs have been written already, and yeah, just trying to keep my mind open for what I want to talk about this time. And what I haven't, that's also difficult because there's still so much going on in the world that I don't want to talk about the same thing exactly. So you want to have, if you bring something with a lyric, you want to bring something new, a different insight or a different way of looking at things again that you could talk about. Otherwise, you keep repeating yourself. So it's difficult. We're in a bit of a difficult situation in that corner. You don't want to repeat yourself, but still, you know, be engaged. So, we'll see. Yeah, we'll do our best.
Yeah, if you do a German verse again, just let me know.
You want to check my German before I sing it in? Yeah. He helped me out actually by Cyanide Love, and because I said, "Do you say it like this? And do I pronounce it like this?" Blah blah blah. And he said, "Yeah, you did it good. You did good.
Yeah, actually, your German is really good.
Wir
können auch, wie immer können wir auch auf Deutsch sprechen. Ich weiß es ganz genau.
Ambition.
Irgendwann kommt ein Interview. Und wir reden nur Deutsch.
I'm sweating already.
Well, I'm melting, but you share that.
Yeah, there's a lot of makeup in there, so like hoping to keep it in place.
All right then, yeah, well, have fun tonight. You're looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Yeah. Always a pleasure, you know that.
My brother from another mother, yeah.
We have a very good looking dad, I might add.
Whole lot of talk, the interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rockin' podcasts.